William Blake, selected and edited by Peter Butter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Note on the author and editor. William Blake was born in London in 1757, the son of a hosier, and remained a Londoner almost all his life. His parents were dissenters, and in youth he came under the influence of Swedenborg, later of Burma, and other mystical thinkers. In touch with traditions descending from 17th-century radical sects, he was on the fringe of a circle of radicals of his own day, including Tom Paine and Mary Wollstonecraft. At 10, he went to a good drawing school and at 14 was apprenticed to an engraver. It was as a painter and engraver that he made a precarious living, more than by writing. He married in 1782 and moved to Lambeth, South London, in 1790, where the next 7 years were fairly prosperous and very prolific. By the late 1790s, his fortunes were declining, and he moved to the south coast near a well-intentioned, irritating patron, William Hayley. Returning to London in 1803, he found that his work was too original to be popular. Through years of poverty and obscurity, he continued to practice his arts with uncompromising dedication. His life improved after 1818, when he met the young painter John Linnell, who commissioned some of his greatest works. Later, a group of young artists, including Samuel Palmer...